Expat Life.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Here you go, you impetuous young boy!
Mash good!
Monster mash!
Expat Life.
For English Press 2.
Expat Life.
Northern Souls. With Mixmaster Mac and DJ DJ.
I'm free!
Song King Kong.
Mixmaster, much more like. Greetings, Xenophiles. On this day in 1815, Humphrey Davy invented the miner's lamp. In 1920, Romania annexed Bessarabia. In 1984, the Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi was assassinated by her bodyguards. Talk about you only had one job. In 1992, the Catholic Church apologised to Galileo Galilei after 259 years. Shame he wasn't around to hear it. And happy 42nd birthday to the cheeky girls, Gabriella and Monica Irimia. Born on this day in 1982. Dave, now this is a Song Ping Pong Halloween special. And so that means we've got co-host, co-pilot, DJ yep. DJ.
Welcome, Steve.
Yeah, I made it through the traffic.
Yes.
It's insane, isn't it?
I could have walked.
You should have walked, probably ended up walking back. I almost ran out of petrol to get here. You got any on this day?
I have. Casanova escaped from prison.
Yeah.
That's all he did.
Okay.
Just escape.
I bet he did more than that, though. I bet he celebrated somehow.
He probably did. John Boyd Dunlop invented the pneumatic bicycle tyre.
Oh, it started with bikes?
Yep.
Okay.
It started with bikes. Today in 1975, Bob Geldof first appeared with the Boomtown Rats.
That's true, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what else? Oh, it's Halloween, isn't it?
So it's All Hallows Eve.
It's all about monsters and ghouls and horrible things.
Day of the Dead. Of course, Halloween comes from All Hallows Eve, and the Hallows are apparently the saints.
Yes.
Yes. And only last week I discovered something, which was that some people around these parts of a very orthodox persuasion are offended by the whole thing. You're not supposed to say Halloween in front of them. It makes them a bit uppity. So if any of you are listening, it's officially Pumpkin Day today.
Pumpkin Day.
Yeah.
Well, on Pumpkin Day in 1926, someone called Jimmy Savile was born.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, yeah, now, if you know, you know.
Yes.
And if you don't know,
don't
lucky you.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that was we started with Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker, a Monster Mash classic.
Brilliant.
Yeah, a bit obvious, but you know, we do that way. It was 1962, that year you were born.
Indeed, yes.
It's as old as you.
It's as old as me.
It's actually older than you by a few, but never mind. He was messing with Bobby. Bobby Pickett had another band, and he mildly famous, and he was messing about on stage with his band. He did an imitation of Boris Karloff, that famous person from the horror movies back in the day. And someone said, "I think that joke's got legs. Do something about it." So he went in and recorded that song as a joke, and it still earns $1 million in royalties every year.
Dear me,
yeah. And the BBC banned it because it's too morbid.
That's the BBC.
Shall we move on?
Let's do it.
Another obvious one, basically, written by hit-making powerhouse that's Holland, Dozier and Holland. Or are they a firm of solicitors?
It could be,
couldn't they? Could be, couldn't they? Yeah. Popular Northern Soul hit from Richard Dean Taylor, otherwise known as R. Dean Taylor. It goes like... starts like that, fair, as you know when it starts. And so there's a ghost in my house. It was wildly successful. He moved to Detroit, had this big hit with Holland, Dozier and Holland. Then Holland, Dozier, Holland left Motown Records. They were the songwriting powerhouse who had all the massive hits. And if you've
loads,
you know them.
Yeah.
But they quit Motown. And R. Dean Taylor stayed on to form part of their core songwriting team. So he wrote 1,000 other hits as well that you never heard of because he didn't sing them.
No.
And he continued on until COVID got him in 2022.
Oh, did
he? Aged 82.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
A lot of it about.
What do you know about him that I haven't already said?
Ooh, not a bit. I mean, you've mentioned the Northern Soul.
Yeah.
That's probably something that's not familiar to many people, but perhaps look that up. That's a certain way of dancing.
It really is. Yeah, and drinking beer. Probably.
And drinking beer and having big baggy trousers.
Yeah.
Well, there's a song. reached number 3, this one, I think.
It did. Let's go.
There's a ghost in my house.
We're moving on because the clock's ticking.
It is.
That was R. Dean Taylor with a... Do you know any other hits he did? No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, I see. I knew the answer to that.
No.
Neither does anybody else. Anyway, moving on. In 1972, Stevie Wonder released his 15th studio... 15th.
In 1972.
In 1972. It was called Talking Book, and Superstition was the lead-off single. Originally written for Jeff Beck.
Yes.
As payment for some other collaboration on other albums, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Stevie also recorded his own version. And the record company released Stevie Wonder's version first, which is why no one's ever heard of the Jeff Beck version until now.
Oh.
Kind of different and the same at the same time.
It is. It's easily recognisable.
Yeah.
It's obviously Stevie Wonder's.
It's obviously the same song, but yeah.
Hmm.
What else do you know about this?
Well, when Jeff Beck was going to do it first, it was going to be released by the group called Beck, Boggart and Appice.
You're not going to get hits with a name like that, are you? Beck, Boggart and Appice. No, no, sorry.
No, but the CEO, Berry Gordy, he predicted that Superstition by...
those lads.
That wouldn't have worked. So Stevie Wonder got in first, as you rightly said. Oh, and also, one of your faves, it features a Moog synthesizer.
Oh, yes. Somewhere. Mini Moog.
Yep.
Moog. It's pronounced Moog.
Is it Moog?
Yeah, even I get it wrong. Even I still do it after all these years, but it's pronounced Moog.
Oh.
Like Vogue.
You learn something every day.
I think it was just Bob trying to be pretentious. Because Moog sounds a bit silly, really.
It does, doesn't it? It's Halloween.
And it's that character from kids' cartoon programme, Will-O-The-Wisp.
Will-O-The-Wisp.
Narrated by Kenneth Williams.
Oh, yes.
Stop messing about. I wish my brother was here. He does a brilliant Kenneth Williams.
Does he?
Bob, call me up.
Get on, Bob.
Anyway, yeah, guess what? You know what? Commercial time. Oh. I think we got that. We've got the hang of that back after these words.
Good people gather around Radio Gorilla.
Song Ping Pong. Spook me, baby, spook me.
Over to you, Dave.
Oh.
sorry, wait a minute. We've got breaking news, haven't we?
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news.
Sunday, Caro Hotel in Bucharest is the Lights into Europe bonfire night. Another British celebration.
Oh, yes.
We're celebrating when somebody tried to blow up Parliament.
Unusually on a Sunday this time.
It is,
I mean,
it?
Not the, not, not, the fifth is often on a Sunday, but the Bonfire Night Party.
It is, yeah. So that's on at the Carrow. Always a great evening out. It's a bonfire, fireworks, food, drink, fun things to do, raffles, lots of noise. If you want a ticket, get on Eventim, or just show up and pay at the gate. I think that's still allowed at the moment.
It is allowed, yeah. Yes.
But
costs a bit more, but you pay a on-the-gate surcharge, but it's still worth it.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. And...
yeah.
This was a success last time we did it. As we approach Christmas, some of the incredible guide dogs that help people in Romania, they need a home for Christmas while their usual keepers fly away for holidays.
Right.
So if you can help out, even for a week, even for a day, but hopefully a couple of weeks, you can look after a beautiful, well-trained guide dog. And if you can do that, call Camellia on 0744 541 775. 0744 541 775, and this time the dog is just for Christmas.
Very nice. Yeah, last time it was our we had no idea until afterwards, but it was a good friend of mine, Alexandra Balashoyu, looked after the dog.
Yes, she said,
and he apparently did it very well.
Good,
bravo, Alex. There's another one if you want it.
Another three, I think.
There's quite a few of them on the go here. We were talking about... we weren't talking about anything.
We didn't.
1981 on the Tin Drum album. Yeah. Ghosts. Now, all synthesizers. One of Japan's key members was the bass guitarist, Mick Garn. He doesn't play on this at all. And some people say it was the start of the breakup of the band. And it may be reflected in the lyrics, actually. 8 months later, they were no more. David Sylvian, born David Alan Batt. Sounds a bit like Brian Ferry.
Great hair.
Indeed, he was one of the most beautiful men around in the 1980s.
I think he probably looks like Donald Trump now.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. He was called Brian Ferry crossed with a bit of...
Nick Rhodes.
Yeah, and Andy Warhol was going on there.
Oh, okay.
He was a very handsome chap. I'm sure Jason Ledhinge had his poster on a bedroom wall.
I'm sure he
did. Have you spoken to Jason much lately?
I have.
Yeah? How is he?
He's doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, the stitches are healed.
Enough of that. The rain is near.
Just when I think I'm winning, when I've broken every door, the ghosts of my life are wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to be king, the ghosts of my life are wilder.
When you listen to this song, you really want to spook yourself out, right? In your house, right?
Yeah.
Turn off all the lights in all of the rooms, right? Take a chair from the kitchen and put it in the middle of your living room.
Right.
With its back to the door.
Okay.
And sit on it with the only light on the in the house being the one in the living room that you're sitting in, and everything else is dark. All the doors are open and you've got your back to the door and you're sitting on it. It spooks the hell out of you. Try it.
Okay.
And if this comes out the radio, it'll be just complete the effect. Tell me.
David Sylvian. Yeah, he actually worked with Robert Fripp.
Robert, oh, good old Fripp.
Mr. Toyer.
Mr. Wilcox. Mr. Wilcox. As he's known these days. He's a happy chap, isn't he?
He is.
I don't blame him. I'd be happy in his place. To be honest, she didn't do very well on... Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh.
I won't... She didn't last very long in Strictly, did she?
It's a shame, actually.
I thought she would do better than that.
I thought she would. She was very disappointed.
Yep. So that's your trivia there.
Yeah.
You went with Fripp.
They were very... Well, I know Robert Fripp is a bit loony, but mm-hmm. not an obvious marriage there.
No.
And all with Toya.
She's also a bit loony. So there's obvious... Probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And neither of them are particularly tall.
No. Notice that.
Yeah. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
From the sublime... to the ridiculous... Now, the credits say this was written by Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Jake E. Lee was a co-composer.
Yep.
But Sharon Osbourne threatened to fire him if he didn't relinquish all his rights to the publishing.
Yes.
What else do you know about Ozzy?
About Ozzy himself from Birmingham. First of all, he knew that Lee was involved in writing the song.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always... Although he got no money from it, he's always maintained that it was... a good collaboration.
Yes.
Yeah. No, Ozzy, of course, mental as anything.
Yeah.
And at one stage, he was renowned for biting the head off a bat.
Yeah. Now, maybe he was the carrier for COVID.
Ah.
He incubated it for about 40 years.
There's probably all sorts incubating in there.
Oh, well, let's not go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other Aussie trivia. He left school at 15.
Mm.
Early jobs included, he was a plumber. He was an apprentice toolmaker, so perhaps those rumours are true that he's Keir Starmer's dad. He worked in a slaughterhouse and he had a job, get this, as a car factory horn tuner.
That's where he got the musicality.
Exactly. But there is such a... Well, there was such a job. Amazing. It's better than serving fries at McDonald's, isn't it?
I'd like that job.
Yeah.
Babe.
And in other news, Ozzy Osbourne's father is called John Thomas.
Yeah.
What else do we know about Oz?
Well, we know that he was a fan of Benny Hill.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yuggity sex.
And it was so popular that...
Who, Benny Hill or Ozzy?
Well, both.
Okay.
Both were very popular. An episode of Wonder Gran that Benny Hill was in.
Oh, come on.
Yes. I'll believe this. The episode of Wonder Gran was the base for the video of the Bark...
Are you joking?
...song. Nope.
Episode of Wonder Gran.
Yeah, it's got the same start section as used by Ozzy in the Bark at the Moon video.
Now everyone's rushing now to YouTube, as I will be just a second these faders get closed. What on earth have you discovered for us? I can't think of a better reason to go to the commercials. Excuse me.
Expat Life. Powered by those beautiful people at Radio Gorilla.
Song King Kong.
And we're back with the...
Spook me, baby, spook me.
Halloween edition.
Yes.
Whoa. You mean... Annoying, that, isn't it now?
back to the guide dog.
Yeah, yeah. Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah.
49 years old.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a Rocky Horror special next year.
Yes, it's... Bit of a time warp, isn't
it? Ooh, I wasn't planning to feed you that line, but I'm glad I did. Yeah, you just discovered that Tim Curry's British.
Yes, I've seen him in a lot of films like Home Alone, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was an American putting on a very plummy British accent.
And he didn't have to because he's proper Brit.
He's proper plummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's get this playing a bit and then we'll talk about a few things to say over in a minute.
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite.
This was written by Richard O'Brien. Do you think Richard O'Brien had ever been to Transylvania?
I doubt it.
Do you think he's giving all that transsexual reference from experience?
That's more likely. Although Transylvania wasn't referred to the Romanian Transylvania.
Well, it's always been the Romanian Transylvania.
I know, but he claimed it later on in the show.
Yeah?
That it was actually a galaxy called Transylvania.
Oh, there's a whole... Oh! He went all Douglas Adams on us.
He did.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's true.
Well, now, there's another thing. Remember when Twitter was launched?
X.
It's Twitter. Behave yourself, X. It'll always be Twitter, right? A couple of days old, Twitter, people wondered what it was all about. And this guy signed up an account and he tweeted a thing. He tweeted.
So, come up to the lab.
And he waited about 3 or 4 days. And then he tweeted.
And see what's on the slab.
And he waited 2 or 3, 4 more days. And he tweeted again,
I see you shiver with
And then he waited 3 years before he tweeted,
patient.
Well, it's something to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Brilliant. The whole thing is great.
It is.
Did you dress up? Did you cross dress when you went to see the Rocky Horror Show in theatre?
I've always cross dressed.
Of course you have, yes. Yeah, yeah. Did you take Jason with you?
Jason went with me. No, not actually seen it.
No?
Not live.
Brilliant.
Not live.
Oh, it's just such a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do cross-dress. You get to see some sights. Although maybe not so much now that people carry mobile phones with cameras on them.
Yeah, that's true.
As the birthday card I sent to my sister-in-law, am I getting wiser or am I just running out of stupid things to do?
Yeah, exactly.
we have another breaking news. Oh. Right, Saturday. At the Sheraton is the Casa Iwana Halloween Gala, or if you're of a nervous disposition or of highly, highly orthodox, it's the Pumpkin Gala. Casa Iwana, find it on Facebook, very worthy cause, as is light in Europe. Casa Iwana looks after domestic issues, let's say. They have this Halloween gala, big fundraiser, and there might be a few tickets left. If you're quick, you can find Casa Iwana on Facebook, or you can go to casaiwana.org. It's all one word, and you might just be able to grab the last tickets. Now we're moving straight on to... Have you any idea what this even is?
Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat, till the neighbor's gonna die of fright. It's our town, everybody scream. In this town of Halloween.
From the Nightmare Before Christmas movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That'll be out again this year.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's like Mariah Carey and Slade and Stefan Hruschka and...
Is it Stefan Banica?
And Banica Jr., yes. He'll be out. They're all just being defrosted right now and getting ready.
Jason and the Argonauts.
Jason. Oh, Ben-Hur. No, Ben-Hur's Easter. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And the Snowman, of course, on Channel 4. Will definitely be on. This song has been covered by many, many people. It's quite a thing now. Marilyn Manson even did a version.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not going to play that. You'll have to look for that yourself. I do have some standards. I've got nothing else to say on this. I just thought it was cool to play.
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah?
It's a good one. Have you seen him?
No.
Well, look him up. He looks like Elton John.
Oh, you're joking.
No, he does. And... Did you know he's married to Bridget Fonda?
I didn't know. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
And he looks like Elton.
Yes. The poor man's Elton John.
Wow. I hope he's in better shape.
Yes.
He's looking a bit dodgy. He's old. I'll get well, Elton. You're not looking in the best. Anyway, moving on. Andrew Gold, he was famous for middle-of-the-road pop songs like this in the 70s, late 70s. Like 77 or this was, or 6.
He was born.
How surprised was I to learn that he released an entire album called Halloween Howls, Fun and Scary Music, because he figured there was not such a record available, so he made one.
That's good.
Example, and he featured a lot of Glockenspiel in the mixes.
Oh.
Because he thought that represented the sound of the skeleton's bones rattling together.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
I think you got the idea from They Might Be Giants, because it sounds lovely.
It is a bit, isn't it?
It's a bit.
Yeah.
You only want to socialise,
but I don't think we should.
The spooky...
The internet discovered this, and it's been subject now to hundreds of memes and thousands of videos and remixes. There's even a dubstep remix.
Yes.
the whole thing's taken on a life of its own now.
One of the most popular was by a guy called Dave Wave.
Are you joking?
No.
Dave Wave.
Dave Wave.
It's your new name. We're going to give you that one. Dave Wave.
Dave Wave.
I'm going to hunt that down now. That's going to be...
It's supernatural or shy, what's all the fuss?
But I can see the video for it, yes, in my head, yeah, even though I've never seen the video for it.
Spooky, scary skeletons are silly all the same.
You're not kidding.
Song King Kong.
Expat Live. Can you believe they haven't fired us yet?
Song King Kong.
No, I can't.
I'm just going to say that.
Okay, so far, we've had countless songs and no, in fact, 10 already. 10 songs and no ladies.
Oh, dear.
We're going to rectify that.
We will.
Yeah, yeah. Should we go with Nina Simone?
We can go with Nina Simone.
Yeah.
Or also known as Eunice Kathleen Waymon.
Excuse me?
Eunice Kathleen Waymon. Well, that would have worked, wouldn't it?
It really would have worked, yes.
Yeah. But the song we're going to hear, originally written in 1956 and recorded by somebody with an apt name for Halloween, Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Oh, yes, of course, Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
But Nina Simone, I think, is more... famous for it. And she's actually one of the few people who was influenced by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Bach,
sorry. I'm from Birkenhead.
Johann Sebastian Bach of the Moon.
Bach of the Moon.
Really?
Yeah, true.
In what way?
Just the style.
Ah, oh, I see.
The style.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good. So, shall we play it?
We should. Get her on.
We should get Nina Simone on. Someone earlier heard a little clip of this and said, it sounds like a James Bond theme.
It does, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Well spotted, Victoria. Nina Simone and classic.
I put a spell on you. Yeah, I put a spell on you because you're mine. You're spell on you.
and how good that was.
Yeah, nice.
It's nice, and all of it, no messing about, no rabbiting on pointless trivia over the top of it, because it was too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sorry, Victoria, I know you said we should have another female singer, and that's all we've got time for.
Sorry.
Yeah, there we go. So we go out with probably every. Some people probably been waiting for this, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the title track from the best-selling album in all of history.
Yes. How old is it now?
Oh, it must be 40-something years.
It's 40. 41. 41.
Okay. So what else do you know about it?
About it or him?
Either.
Well, went out November the 11th, which is almost now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the final single from his sixth album,
yeah,
Thriller.
Right. Now then, to record the wolf howls for this track, the studio engineer, Bruce Swedien, he set up tape recorders around his Great Dane, which he locked in his barn overnight. But the dog didn't howl.
Oh.
So instead, Michael Jackson recorded the howls himself. Imagine that. Let's go. Thank you, Dave. That was kind of fun. This has been X-Pac Live. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but Jared, take the sound before you make it. And you start to freeze as someone looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, 'cause this is
across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
For Uman Rio, the next generation of radio.
Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
New maps, please.
Good night, everybody.
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.